All right. Said one more time. We got one ski trip, 72 hours, 23 women, 13 guys, and one nearsighted chaperone. Gentlemen, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. I'm only taking one ski.
Yeah. There's no way my folks are gonna let me go. Barnlock, you just gotta learn how to handle old people. Mike, you haven't even talked to your parents yet. Oh, come on, Bone. You actually think my parents could say no to me? I know you could talk to my mom and dad for me. No, Eddie, go get a couple of chairs, all right? Now, Bone, look, I'll show you. I'll be your dad, and Eddie, you be Bone's mom.
Yes, dear.
Okay. Now, it's evening at the Stabone residence, and you and your charming parents are sitting down for a lovely dinner. My dad usually sits here. Fine. Pass the potatoes. What's your dad's name, Bonner?
Sylvester.
Wait a minute. Your dad's name is Sylvester Stabone?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Richard, what is it you wanted to talk to us about?
Well, there's this ski trip.
Ski trip? Huh? Now, why would you want to go on a ski trip? You don't even know how to ski.
See, guys, what I tell you, he ain't gonna even let me go. Oh, no, it's just for pretend, all right?
Oh.
Now, come on.
All right, now give me one good reason why we should let you go.
Women.
Women? I will not have talk like this at my table. Go to your room, Richard.
Bone, look, Bone, you never say women in front of your parents, okay? You say stuff like class spirit. You say growth experience, but you never, ever say women.
Okay, class spirit.
Right.
Growth experience.
Yes.
Women! Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
Spoil your dinner.
Mom and Dad are sick and Carol's mad with power.
Is it clean yet?
I'm working.
Hey, wait a minute. Mom and Dad are sick? Oh, this is perfect. Now I can ask them about the ski trip while they're weak. Carol just told me the awful news and, well, I just thought I'd come in to offer my condolences.
We're sick, Mike, not dead.
Well, okay then, that settles it.
Settles what?
Oh, well, see, there was a class ski trip this weekend, and I thought I'd try to get out of it so I could spend some time palling around with you guys. But obviously you're in no shape for that, so I guess I gotta go.
Forget it, Mike.
Dad?
You're not going anywhere while you're still flunking English.
Oh, great timing, Dad. I mean, we had an English test today. I mean, couldn't you have told me this before I took it? I mean, if I'd known you were to take this kind of an attitude, I'd just be a study for it.
Oh, I feel worse than Mike's grades.
Me too.
I gotta try again to call a doctor.
You are a doctor.
Oh, I guess that's why I keep getting a busy signal.
Don't
Sheba, wait up, guy.
Oh, Mikey, you're not gonna believe this. This has got to be the best news since Lucy came back to TV.
What? Boner.
His folks will let them go on the ski trip.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mikey.
How come you ain't sharing in my joy?
Because I'm not going.
What?
Yeah, my dad says I have to be passing English. He tells me this after yesterday's test.
Or are you sure you flunked?
Eddie, come on, this is me we're talking about. Wake up and smell yourself.
You know, Mikey, as long as there's a grade curve, there's always hope.
Yeah, you know, especially with Boner in the curve.
I do what I can. Why don't you go ask the teacher's aid on this one, huh?
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Hi.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Bobby, right?
Robin,
yeah. So, Robin, have you finished grading those tests from yesterday yet?
Yeah. Your definition of a dangling participle was...
inspired?
Dirty.
Oh, well, how did I do overall?
Mike, I can't tell you.
Oh, why?
It's the rules.
Oh, come on, Robin, I gotta know. Look, whatever you want, I'll trade you my body for the information.
Is that an offer?
Look, Robin, I really need to know this grade, okay? Now, if I don't pass, I don't go on the ski trip.
Well, you're going.
Well, yeah, if I get a C. So come on, tell me what I got.
What you got rhymes with C.
Oh, the schools are giving out G's now?
D plus.
Well, is that with the curve?
It's with an incredible curve.
You would not believe what the rest of this house looks like.
I'm going to kill those kids. We asked them for one favor. Will you help with the house while we're sick? But do they do it? No.
Jason, the house is perfect.
What?
It's like a hospital out there. There is no dust. All the laundry's been done. The table's been set for dinner. Ben's little clothes have been ironed for dinner. I haven't seen the house this organized since I went back to... work.
Oh, good. No, that's very good. You tell a dying man he's a bad housewife.
Oh. Honey, don't get upset. Carol just went a little overboard trying to do a great job, and I just... I've hurt your feelings, haven't I?
No. Just, well, it's really no big deal. If Carol does a better job than I do, then we should be grateful. She's a big help, right?
Right.
And just to be clear, we are saying she does do a better job.
Oh, Jason.
No, that's what we're saying. That's what I hear when you say...
Honey,
no, that's
I
what
really,
I'm hearing. That's what
I really didn't mean that.
As Robin passes out your test from yesterday, I must say I was so shocked no one got below a C. I'm seeking professional help.
An A? I got an A? Robin, an A?
I rechecked your paper.
Yeah, but Miss Trotter's gonna find out. I mean, she'll know.
She never even sees the papers. You're safe with me.
Oh.
You're kind of cute with your mouth hanging open like that.
Oh, yes! Seems I can go on the ski trip. Look, Robin, I really owe you in a major way.
Well, you're welcome in a major way.
Look, if there's anything that I can do for you, Robin, you got it, okay?
Mike? The ski trip?
Yeah, what about it?
I'd love to be your date on the ski trip.
What ski trip?
The ski trip?
No, Robin, see... the thing is, none of us guys are taking dates on the ski trip because there's going to be so many coyotes up there. Yeah, those hills are just crawling with coyotes.
Mike, the only reason that you're able to go is because I changed your grade.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful for that.
Are you?
Oh.
Now you're even cuter with that dumb look on your face.
So a girl is forcing you to spend the weekend with her?
Yes.
And this is a bad thing?
Yes.
Okay, Mikey, look at it this way. Let's say you was a teacher's aide and you were helping out a cute chick with a phony grade. What would you expect in return?
Right there, you see?
No, totally different situation.
How? All right, okay, if I treat a girl the way she's been treating me, I mean, it would be obvious that... Well, that the girl would feel as rotten as I do. Right, man, it's no different.
Oh, no, I'm maturing.
No!
Hey, come on, Mike, hey, don't get carried away.
Okay.
All right, now the facts here are, if you don't take Robin with you on the ski trip, she's going to change your grade back, and you can't go.
Man, what do I do?
Wish I had problems like this. You know, I've never had a second date with a chick in my life. Girls never like me once they get to know me.
If no girls knew me, I'd probably be the most popular dude in school. Hey, Carol, I need to ask you something.
Take your shoes off.
Why?
I just waxed the floor.
Okay, Carol, look, I need some advice, okay?
From moi?
Okay, now...
Nice job.
Okay, now, Carol, let's say you're really desperate and you trap this guy into going out with you.
Let's not.
No. Let's say you trapped him because you like him. Now, what could he do to make you not like him?
You're serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first, any guy who'd be trapped into a date is a weak kneed weenie man. I ain't talking major wimp here.
Forget it.
Okay, I can leave my room and... Ah!
Very nice job.
Place doesn't look so great.
Hey, Dad.
Look, dust. She calls this clean? Ah.
Yeah, I think it's the fever talking.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Everything else is just fine. Wait a minute, I know it's something that's not fine. What happened on your English test, huh?
All right. I got an A.
I see that test. A. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even cheat on it.
Punctuation. The colon is where food digests after you eat it.
It was graded on a curve.
Yeah, apparently. Well, I guess that means you'll be able to go on that ski trip after all.
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't sound too thrilled about it.
Yo, Dad, can I ask your advice about something?
Why?
Well, you're my dad. You like that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if somebody does you a favor out of the blue, and it's a really great favor, but you didn't ask them to, and now they want you to pay them back, what do you do?
Well, for starters, you should refuse the favor.
Are you kidding?
Well, then you gotta pay them back.
That was not the answer I was hoping for.
Does this have anything to do with that ski trip you're going on?
You're going, Mike. You passed?
Passed. He got an A.
An A? Wow! Mike!
Let me see that test. A comma is the deep sleep you fall into after you get hit on the head.
It's graded on the curve.
Oh, well, Mike, I think it's wonderful.
Yep, it's wonderful. Everything's wonderful. Everything's running very smoothly around here lately.
Now, what are you two doing up? Now, come on, back upstairs. I'll bring you dinner up in a little while.
What are you having?
Coco Van.
I made that once.
Yeah, but don't worry. I found a new recipe.
Well, I'm going to go see if any of my patients have called. With my luck, they're probably all cured.
Your dad's still in shock. Mike got an A on a test.
An A? Mm-hmm. Let me see that test.
Not now. Carol, honey, listen, you are doing a terrific job of taking care of things while we're sick.
Well, thanks.
I have just one request.
Sure.
Stop it.
What?
Well, see, your father is feeling like you're doing a better job of running the house than he does.
I am.
I know.
All I wanted to do was help.
Oh, and that's what your dad wanted, too. But see, by giving him what he wanted, you've upset him.
By giving him what he wanted, I've upset him?
Sure, honey, you'll find out that most people hate it when they get what they want.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this true?
Well, sure, there's even a Chinese curse that says, may you get what you wish for.
Oh, this is perfect. Look, Mom, the next time I have a problem, I'm coming to you first.
Oh, I'm going back to bed.
Mom, I gotta go make a phone call, okay?
Oh, you waxed the floor?
Hello, Boner? Oh, Mr. Stabone. It's Mike. Yo to you too, sir. is Richard there? Hello, Boner. Yeah, look, I need some help. Well, I'm gonna ask Robin out tonight. Okay, now I need you to tell me step by step exactly what you do on a first date so I can completely gross this girl out. No offense. Who needs a distraction of a movie?
Not me. Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Look, Robin, let's not kid each other, all right? Now, you have needs, and I have needs. But why should we both be needy on a night such as this?
Mike.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Here. Now. Tonight.
Oh, Mike, yes.
Look, wouldn't a nice big tub of something go good right now?
Huh?
Yeah, great idea. Where'd he go? I can't tell. My binocs are all fogged up. Mike! Dad, what are you doing here?
Catching a movie, which is more than I can say for you.
Guys, because I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, I've tried every sleazy movie you gave me on the phone, and they're all working.
Don't give me that. Those lines never work.
Wait, try it.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Here now, tonight.
Yeah, I tried it, and she loved it. I got my face slapped for it.
I got my face kissed for it.
Wait, how'd you say it? Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Here, now, tonight.
Wow.
That's how I say it.
Well, Eddie, maybe you should consider the possibility that you're scum.
Nice guys.
Guys, stop. Okay, come on. Now, I'm really fine here. I need a line that is guaranteed to offend.
Well, Boner, give me your best line.
Yeah, okay. You look in the eye, say, you got needs, I got needs.
Why should we both be needy?
Yes.
No, I already gave him that line. Yeah, and it worked. It never worked for me. You guys are no help at all. I'm scum. You're scum.
I thought you were going to get popcorn.
Yeah, it wasn't real butter.
I hate that, too.
Look, Robin, do you have any idea why I brought you here tonight?
I have a pretty good idea.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Look, Robin, I brought you here tonight so that I could totally gross you out so you wouldn't like me anymore.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, what does the guy have to do to offend you anyway?
You just did it.
All right, finally.
And after I put my TA status on the line for you, and this is how you treat me?
Well, only after you put my ski trip on the line.
I was just flirting.
Robin, that was blackmailing, not flirting. Flirting I know about.
You sure do. Like this morning when you offered me your body.
Robin, I offer every girl my body. Right? So nobody ever took me up on it.
What's wrong with treating you the way that guys have treated girls since the beginning of time?
The beginning of time? Robin, I've only been dating for a year.
Well, don't worry. You can go on your precious ski trip. And you won't be stuck with me.
Okay, come on, Robin, don't cry. What do you mean, stuck? I just didn't want to be forced into doing something. Look, just because guys are crummy to girls doesn't mean you have to be crummy to me. You know, I think it is the guys who ought to change, not the girls.
I know, pretty frightening concept, isn't it?
Wow, look at that. She's crying.
Must have been one of my lines.
Oh, Robin, I just wish that none of this had ever, ever happened.
You're right.
Well, thank you.
I shouldn't have blackmailed you.
Yeah.
I was so wrong.
Yeah.
I should have never changed your grade.
Yeah, no.
And tomorrow I'm going to make it right.
Robin,
tomorrow I'm going to change your grade back to a D+.
You don't have...
And thank you, Mike. Thanks for helping me see how wrong I was.
Time for the news. It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I don't have any children. Oh, you're still up 2 hours after your bedtime and you trash the entire living room. I'll clean it up. No, no, this is fine. Stay right where you are. Get comfortable.
Carol.
Ben, you're up 2 hours past your bedtime.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And what is this mess here?
Oh, shut up.
Ben, you take these dishes out of the kitchen, you get straight up to bed right now.
I'm going.
Look at this. Peanut butter all over the place. Mike, are you responsible for any of this mess?
Probably.
What have you been?
Out following Mom's advice. And just between you and me, Dad, it was the worst advice I've ever got. Oh, and Dad, the grade on my English test, after tomorrow it won't be an A, it'll be a D+.
What?
My teacher's throwing out the grade curve.
Well, Mike, I'm very...
Disappointed in me. Yeah, I know, me too. And how do you think I feel? I'm missing out on the ski trip and all that gorgeous class spirit. I mean, Dad, all I know is nothing has been right since you've been sick.
Well, suddenly I'm feeling much better.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, will Carol get a frosty reception when she asks a boy to be her date to the winter prom? Coming up next on Family Affair, when Uncle Bill takes a business trip, the children fear it might just be his last.